Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today is a very special episode. For those of you that have been watching this show for a long time, you know my favorite episodes is welcoming new authors into our Mission Matters community. And today's guest, Jessica Brandenburg, will be participating in our upcoming Business Leaders book series. And first off, Jessica, I just want to say, hey, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be part of the 10th edition of the book. It's amazing.
All right, Jessica. Yes, this will be our biggest book launch ever, and really an honor to have you part of the team. And just to get us kicked off, we're going to start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Jessica, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Jessica, what mission matters to you?
You've had so many guests on your show, and I feel like my mission really just got solidified in the past 6 months. My job title should be Reluctant Entrepreneur. But my mission is to exemplify that we can overcome our brain's patterns that we've been telling ourselves for a lifetime. To go further, bring realization that we all possess a superpower. Improve lives in our community by living with an open mind.
Fantastic. Love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the line to share, you know, why they do what they do, how they do it, and really what we can all learn from that so that we can all grow together. That's the whole point. So great to have you on. And Jessica, maybe just to get us kicked off here, just give us a little bit more about your background and really how you got started in business.
Certainly. Thank you. So I grew up in Madison, Wisconsin. My parents own a men's clothing store. And I knew after graduating college, Valparaiso University, that I did not want to be an entrepreneur. So I went and I love technology. So I went and started a consulting firm, then eventually moved to a SaaS company, software as a service. My foundation was always operations. I just have a very organizational type mind. Mm-hmm. And always enjoyed what I was doing. But like many people that have worked in tech, I found myself without a job last summer. I was kind of looking to see how to do and everything that I have done. When I was reading the job interviews, or excuse me, a job posting. Yeah. It was like I could check all the boxes. It didn't really excite me. And then a woman reached out to me. She was running a startup. And she evangelized me, and lo and behold, I became an independent contractor, and I now work for a true, honest startup. So I never thought I'd work at a startup, nor be in business, so to speak.
Yeah. Wow, I'll tell you what, Jessica, we share a lot of similarities here, first off. So I was an accidental entrepreneur or hesitant entrepreneur. I don't know what you want to call it, but some of the same track, and I never thought I'd work at a startup either before. So I worked for a lot of big companies. I mean, I was in finance almost 14 years. And I kind of see making that transition when I started, you know, Mission Matters with the other co-founder, Chirag. It was a completely different feel, because I feel like when you work in a startup, one of the good things I think is that you have the opportunity to really be a contributor. So with your tech skills and all the other things, like, have you noticed like some differences there? It's like when you do something, you see kind of immediately good or bad, like feedback, right?
Yes, precisely. Yes, it is immediate feedback. And especially when you're working with a product and can influence a product, that's really amazing.
So one of your niches, and I just know in general that you're really a part of and proponent of, is really working with small businesses and helping small businesses with your skills and really in the success side of things. So as you've kind of transitioned through your career, I would ask you why, or I should say, what are some of those skills that you've kind of carried on from, let's just say, corporate America to the startup scene?
Yes. Thank you. I think one of my biggest qualities or biggest traits is I'm able to take a really large problem, put it down to consumable chunks. And I think that's what happens with entrepreneurs when they're starting out a brand new business. There are so to do all at once. It's very overwhelming. So I can just like kind of break it down and do the sequence and make that seem as overwhelming. That's a huge.
Yeah. What would you, you know, there'll be a lot of entrepreneurs, startup founders, a lot of business owners that'll watch this. And from your experience, like, and obviously, you know, hindsight 2020, as you go further and further working through the, through a startup, like different, there's different phases, right? But up to this point, like what kind of advice would you give to those startups out there in terms of like how to move their project forward? So you said one thing is maybe don't try to do, and I'm taking notes on this too, just so you know, Jessica. So one thing, don't try to get everything done at one time, right? So to break it down into some pieces and manageable chunks. What else would you tell them?
To document things as you're going along. I think especially entrepreneurs, so much is in your head, but you just use some note-based them, because then you look back and see where things have changed, because business does move so quickly. Mm-hmm. Kind of see your intent and where you're at, and be able to pivot a little bit sooner. Do have that frame of reference, what you did 6 months ago.
Yeah. And what, any kind of, I like to leave people with some actionable tips. Any tips on how to do that? Like, cause we all want to do it, right? But like, what's your system? I'll tell you mine, by the way. I'll share. So I have my running Google sheet where I document things, and I have, my team laughs because I have one heading that says graveyard, and it's literally, that's an idea we're never going to do. I have some that's my wish list. I have some, cause there's always, as entrepreneurs, as startups, as founders, as business owners, as contributors, as executives out there that are working in startups, we all have more ideas than money, right? Apple has more ideas than money, believe it or not. But what tips would you give there?
I have an action-based plan. So, and again, break it down to consumable chunks. So kind of like when you reach a certain threshold, dollar or whatever threshold you have, whether it's dollars or our case, like people, users on a system. Mm-hmm. And then break it down to different categories. So you know what those will be in the future. I think it's all one of my favorite models is do something today, your future self.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of time, especially when you're so busy, but just to write things down at the end of the day. I have a reminder on my calendar at 5:30, and I just document at 5:30 every day, kind of like the things to memorize what I did during the day, and then things I get to do tomorrow.
Oh, it's good. It's good. And by the way, I get granular and I ask these questions because you never know. Like I know I always pick up things and I'm always trying to figure out how other people are managing their day to make mine better as well too. So I want to maybe pivot or shift the conversation just a little bit here. So we have a book coming out and I'm really excited about this, and we're not going to give it all away today. We're not. So for everybody watching this, don't worry. We'll be bringing Jessica back on for part two of this interview series. So today we're going to keep it a little high level, but again, keeping it high level, Jessica, what are some of the things that you hope to present in the upcoming book?
I really go at being able to help in the community that may not have the same background as you. Yeah. To go back to my mission, those limiting beliefs that we had, I didn't want to be an entrepreneur because I knew how much work it was. So I saw my parents struggle and just the stress of it.
Yeah.
So that was a little piece I put on myself. Mm-hmm. But I'm also very, very fortunate. I never lived with food scarcity or had to deal with violence or safety issues. Yeah. So I think we limit your experience. You're able to shed light on to others, be more compassionate. I've been before in Chicago doing some volunteer work that give me insight to how my neighbors who are only just a few miles away, how they live, and it's different than how I grew up.
Yeah. And I know one of the organizations that you're very active with, I believe it is Chi Tech. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Certainly. So that is a Chicago-based public school. And I got involved with it because it is STEM school. So it's all about entrepreneurship. And it is a Chicago-based school, which means most minority students, many of whom do have subsidized food. And the school is really their shelter. And it's also a place where they know and grow. and go to college and better their lives and then better the lives of their children. Mm-hmm. But they have, you know, going back to saying how different we've lived. We all went through a pandemic, but these, a lot of these students were having to do homework on their phone because they don't have internet at home. So that's a huge shift. And then also when you do rely on school food and that off on a dime, that changes everything. And that's a lot more stress than what the rest of the world that was going through a very stressful time. There was just a great degree of stress for those students.
Yeah. And can you talk maybe just a little bit more about just the mission of the organization and kind of and the, how they're involved in the community? Just go a little bit further.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. School that is very proponent of project-based learning. They really try and give students experience outside the classroom. Mm-hmm. So they push hard on internships and they'll do mentors and speaking engagements. And then what I become mostly involved in is a fundraiser that's in the spring. This will be the ninth year of it. You can tell it's a little bit dated because the name of the fundraiser is the Little Black Dress Night. Mm-hmm. And this is specifically for the Young Women's Leadership Society. Mm-hmm. And I like that because being in tech as a female, I was often the only person at the table. Mm-hmm. But there's so few people, women of color, are in tech. So it's just try and elevate them and to provide mentorship. So this event that we have in the spring, it's kind of twofold, is a working event. So to get these girls comfortable to talk about, you know, in a social work setting. And then there's all an amazing panel. So we bring women from, or people representing tech in the community, come and talk, and they'll talk about their shared experiences. And the one common theme is that nobody's rear path goes in a straight line. Mm-hmm. They all zigzag. And I think that that's just a good lesson to show that nobody really goes from point A to point B, to point C, to point D in their lives. Mm-hmm. It does. And then I've had the past 6 months.
Wow. What an amazing story. And you said that happens in the spring, right?
Yes. Yes, well, in May.
Oh, fantastic. And how do people really learn more about the event? Is there a website or?
Yes, it is Chi Tech Academy and the event is Little Black Dress Night.
Fantastic. And yeah, definitely want to give them a shout out for the work that they're doing. And on my end of this, when I kind of look at your career, especially your career in tech, I'm interested to know, like, what excites you right now? I mean, there's a lot going on out there, whether I'm not even going to name any of the buzzwords because they've been said enough. what excites you, like, from your vantage point in tech right now?
The growth. And I think the fact that we've all, like, realized it's here to stay, you know, 15 years ago, so many companies got upset if you had like the outside APIs, just wanted their one system, just to only connect to their one system.
Yep.
I'm so glad that has been blown away. And it's a necessity. You cannot run even a small business without technology.
Yeah. It's interesting too, because I see as like people are developing and looking at their, especially small businesses, at their tech stack and what's next. I feel like the, you know, the cost, like for small businesses, that now it can add up, right? You add enough services to your bill, it adds up over time. But like at one point, even something like, you know, let's talk about something pretty basic, like CRMs or something like that was like reserved for enterprise, right? Like you couldn't necessarily like do that as a small business. Now, like between different automations and small business, I just feel like we have such a more level playing field to be able to succeed.
Yes, but I think also a conflict with that there is when there is much to choose from, there's almost analysis paralysis. If you're a food vendor and trying to figure out what your sale should be, they differ. Which one is the right one to choose? I almost feel like it gets to be so scary as an entrepreneur, like to pick the wrong one and then you're stuck.
Oh, for sure. I've been there, done that. And I'm not claiming that we're not stuck with one or two things that we're like, why did we do that? But, you know, live and you learn on that one, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, Jessica, I will say, first off, it has been great having you on the show today and catching up, learning a little bit more. And I know we're just getting started really on our work together and working on this book. And as I mentioned before, for everybody watching, we'll be bringing Jessica, of course, back on the show for part two of this interview series. And we're going to go way further into her writing in the upcoming book. But for today, Jessica, I mean, what's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for your career?
Next, I think just diversifying and really being able to use my experience, like my background. I do not regret any of the decisions I've made in my life, like live enterprise space. Mm-hmm. So I like all the building blocks that I was able to achieve in my career, but I just feel like I'm in a mentor state. Mm-hmm. And want to help others, whether it's the startup that I'm working for or their small businesses that they're trying to help.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And I'll be sure to put the links to this and have my team put the links to Chi Tech in the show notes so that people can just click on the link and head right on over and check out the gal and check out the work they're doing overall. But if somebody wants to follow your journey and follow you, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can find me on LinkedIn at Jessica Brandenburg, and spelled B-U-R-G at the end.
And we'll definitely put all that information in the show notes so people can head right on over and check out your page. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging in an episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share really their mission, the reason behind their mission, why they do what they do, how they're doing it, and really what we can all learn from that so that we can all grow together. That's the whole point of the Mission Matters platform is, you know, for us all to grow together through education. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Jessica, it's been a pleasure. Until the next time we get to work together, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.